Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, good evening. Welcome everyone to Access All Areas. I'm Stephen Lane.
And I'm Bobby Norris. How are you, my love?
I am very good. You are looking fresh. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good, thank you. I literally just threw the door after my first day back on Tower today, the new series.
Yeah, what can you tell us? Anything exciting? Probably not a lot.
Not a lot at the minute, no. do you know what? It's just so lovely to see familiar faces. Mm-hmm. Production, cast. Obviously, really small group. I've only seen one cast member today, but lovely.
And is it all still like socially distanced? You've all got to like, have they got their rulers out so everyone's still far away, not touching anything, etc.?
Yeah, very much still following the 2 meter rule and all the guidelines. And we have our little sanitization stations. Mm-hmm. So you go in, temperature check, anti-B. But you know what? It's so nice to be working and back together that if we have to follow what we have to follow. Like, mm-hmm. I think we're so through the worst of it now. I just feel like today was a semi-glimpse of normality.
Yeah, that's good, because it's been a long time since you've been done any filming, isn't it? There was a bit over Christmas, I guess, but that was it, right?
Yeah, so we did a little Christmas special, but the last series, I think, finished in about October, was it? It's all become a bit of a blur, so it's been a massive chunk of time. Mm. So, yeah, it's really nice, really exciting, and I feel as well, you know what we're saying about the weather? It makes such a difference. I mean, today's been a bit overcast, but how lovely is just the last few days of having a bit of sunbeam?
Yeah, it doesn't even have to be like hot. You know what I mean? It just a little bit of sunshine just really perks everyone up. You can definitely feel it like out and about. I think just because the news is looking pretty good, everyone's feeling like getting there. We're into March, so winter's officially over. Soon enough, the clocks will be changing, we'll have lighter evenings. There's quite a lot of stuff to look forward to, and you can feel it in the air. So yeah, a little bit of sunshine really helped, I think.
And it's definitely, like you say, about the clocks changing. I remember, like, it's quite light now considering what it was a few weeks ago when we're normally doing it around this time. So every week you notice it stays light that little bit longer. So yeah, positive vibes, everyone.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
Fingers crossed, yeah.
Your week been okay though, babe?
Yeah. No, I mean, nothing much out of the norm. My mum had a vaccine last week, which
amazing.
Was good news. She's busy preparing our Australian style Christmas we're going to have whenever we can get together. Hopefully May or June. It's been a quiet week for me personally, but yeah, I mean, it's lot of things coming on the horizon. I bought a ticket for Mighty Hoopla.
Amazing.
Hoping that I'll be able to go. That's in September, and then also Soho Pride, London Pride's been announced, so you know, I'm hoping. I was discussing with some friends, basically we're planning for a champagne summer. I've had a dry 3 months and I'm ready for a champagne summer, and then someone pointed out that Aldi have got champagne on sale for $12.99 at the moment, so
load up.
Get me down that Audi. I will be packing my bags full of the stuff. Because I feel like we're going to need some kind of like outlet, aren't we, this summer? It's going to have to be a little bit of a wild one. Just a little bit, if we can.
Definitely. This is the summer for it. Like I say, I've never done the Mighty Hoopla, but I've seen it all over social media. And a few people in the group chats have been saying, Bobs, are you going to be up for it? I'm so going to try and go. Because I don't want to not do anything. Like, I'm going to be out. When I'm not working, I'm out every day. No more. Like, I'm just having a quiet weekend, a quiet night.
No.
Anything there is that's open, I'm going to be at.
I think that's...
Shows that people I don't know or don't even like.
Not interested in.
That's open, I'm going to be there. I'll be the opening of an envelope. And Pride, I think this could potentially be the best Pride we've ever had.
You've been in the march before for Pride, haven't you? You've been on the ITV. I've seen you going past me when I've been like, oh, there's Bobby.
Yeah, so most years, I think it's pretty much since I started Towie, ITV, or certainly for the last few years, have had like a float, which it's one of my favourite days of the year, London Pride. And really, really was gutted that it was cancelled last year. I mean, obviously, with everything that's going on, I kind of understand why, but it's still sad. It's like, it's that time where you see... It's just the vibe of London. I love where you see everyone comes together and just celebrates love and acceptance. Mm. And it's so nice. And I think it's going to be like a party like no other year this year, because everyone's like, do you know what? Let's have it. Hopefully, a bit of sun. Do you know what? Yeah. Even if there ain't sun, even if it's storming, we're going to party on them buses and have a lovely old time. Me and you down, Aldi.
No worries there. I mean, you're actually right as well. Like, I mean, it would be pretty crappy if it was all raining and rubbish. But also, I think I don't care.
No.
I will get wet. I will do whatever. Like, I just want to be out and about with my friends and people I love and want to spend time with that I haven't been able to see properly. And, you know, I have seen some friends over the last couple of months, but it's been one-on-one, you know, and it's like there's only so many coffees I can drink. I want to go out and, like, party. Yeah.
Let that hair down, Steve.
Yeah. Let this ever-lengthening hair down. Definitely some nice vibe in the air.
Definitely is. Yeah, I feel like everyone, I don't know if it's the sun or if it's that we've got the roadmap now or a mixture of everything, but there's definitely a positive tone.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? I think when we've lived under such a cloud for such a long time, it's almost a bit weird. Like, you don't really know how to react to it. Like, I don't know.
And also because it's happiness feeling.
Yeah, definitely. I guess we'll see where it goes in the next few weeks and months, and let's hope for the best. We have a cracking show coming up. We have a friend of the show, I guess you could say. She's been on a few times. Karen Hauer from Strictly Come Dancing, so it'll be great to speak to her. And very exciting for Drag Race fans. We've got Tia Coffey, who went out, I think, maybe 2 weeks ago now from the show. So really excited to catch up with her, and she's got a new song out. And then last week I spoke to FUBAR family member, Marcel Somerville, about his new MTV show. So we'll play that out at the end after we've spoken to the other two. But yeah, it's been a busy old week. Obviously, very excited for you. You've had the return of TOWIE, but there has been some big showbiz news kicking off this week. Harry and Meghan and their big Oprah interview seems to Well, we don't know the full contents yet, but I think people are pretty eager to see what they have to say. What do you make of it all?
I think you're so right. Like, whatever's happened, and I know there's been a lot of criticism that this has been recorded since the announcement of Prince Philip in hospital and stuff, and if it's to wear Sunday, which I believe it's still scheduled to do, and people are going, they should ask Oprah to delay it, which for all the will in the world, I'm not sure scheduling wise it's a 2-hour show.
That's a long chat.
it's a long chat, and even if they was to get on the phone or their people was to get on the phone and ask to have it rescheduled, it's I think it's going to be a tricky one. But I certainly want to know what's in this interview. I want to watch it, and I think whether you're a lover or you're not the biggest fan of them, people are intrigued to know, is it going to be like a tell-all?
Yeah, definitely. I think people just, with any kind of royal stuff, it's like intrigue, what goes on behind palace doors. People just want to know, don't they? And I think, obviously, because they've had such a public, not falling out, but, you know, disagreement, I guess, with the way that the palace wanted them to live their life and how they wanted to, people are just going to want to hear it. Obviously, yeah, Meghan seems to stir up some strong opinions on both sides, doesn't she? I mean, I'm not particularly a massive royal fan. I'm interested in the history and all that kind of stuff. So I'll be very intrigued to see exactly what they have to say. I don't think royal fans are going to like it.
No. And this is kind of the thing, like, so many people will be intrigued. Like you say, you might not be the biggest fan of Meghan, but you still want to watch it because and I don't know why it is. Is it because for the first time ever, we've seen royalty almost just step into celebrity?
Yeah.
Because although he's always going to be the Queen's grandson, I do kind of think, are they now just becoming celebrities?
Mm. I mean,
that's
she
kind
was
of never been done before. Yeah, I know she's obviously got her career pre Harry, isn't she? So for her, that's kind of nothing new stepping into that. But it's almost like, yeah, it's like their own reality show. like well, where's the gossip? Are we gonna see him when I'm a celebrity?
Oh my god, well that would be a story, but
that's a booking and all.
Yeah, certainly. I think they'd have to really cough up for that one. I think it's just, yeah, it's because we, you know, Diana was like a massive celebrity, wasn't she, when she was around? But the celebrity world wasn't quite the same thing that it is now. Yeah, there was a lot of tabloid and journalism, and paparazzi was probably more prevalent than it is even now. But like the celebrity machine wasn't quite so substantial as it is. You know, sites like the Mail Online, they're massive, huge all around the world. And people can read the same things at the same time. You know, that you're not seeing it in one magazine and then another a week later and blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, from Meghan's perspective, it must be absolutely wild that she went from being a fairly unknown actress in Suits to the most famous woman in the world. So, yeah, I think what she has to say to Oprah is going to be explosive. Kind of whatever she says, it doesn't really matter if it's positive or negative towards the royal family. Anything that comes out of her mouth is going to be headline news for days. So I think we're in for a bit of a wild ride next week.
Do you think there will be a bit of negativity? Will they open up that can of worms of what's finally made them decide to leave? I mean, I know they've both spoken out and touched upon things in the past.
I reckon they're not going to go into specifics. So you're not going to get, you know, the Queen said this, or you know, William really upset me when he did this. I don't think it's going to be that. But what I think they probably will do is take to task the tabloid press, which they obviously have a real issue with, and wider issues that affect Meghan. I mean, I think I actually read just before we started this call that she is going to talk about race in the UK. And that's going to be explosive to some people who, you know, don't hear about race issues on a day-to-day basis. And a lot of people who think that they don't exist anymore, and that's obviously just not the case. So it's going to be, like, yeah, like I said, I think a wild ride. Whether or not we get specifics, especially about the royal family, is different. But Britain should have some criticism levied at it, I think, for the way that we treat people, and we'll see.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't think they're going to start showing screenshots of their WhatsApps or playing voice notes from each other, though I would love to. I'm not going to lie, it's probably hypocritical, but I would love to know what voice notes have been exchanged or what the song is. And I'm also kind of intrigued, and I don't think it will ever happen, and I don't know if it's because William will be king one day, but I kind of would love to know Kate and Will's opinion on this interview, on their thoughts on them leaving the family and kind of going out to the States. Like,
that
is a reality show for me. Forget the crown. Let's literally rig Buckhouse with a load of cameras. And I want to see Kate and Will in their little room. I'm sure.
Human.
Yeah, chatting away, going, oh, I can't believe it.
I think, I mean, if I was them, I'd just be upset because it would mean I have to pick up the slack. You know what I mean? They have to do extra work that they probably wouldn't have to do if Harry and Meghan were around. Anyway, we could talk about this all night. Our first guest, very exciting, Karen Hauer is here, so let's get her in.
Lovely.
Hi.
Hello. Hello. Karen, how are you?
I've been okay, kind of, you know, just, I think I've, you know, it's been one of those things that I just try to stay as busy so I don't run into the walls. Mm-hmm. And then, but yeah, I've been okay. It's always interesting, you know, you're trying to do things to kind of keep your brain from eating itself, pretty much.
that's definitely a good way to describe it, isn't it? I think at the moment, if you don't have a 9-to-5 job, it's like, it's how do you keep yourself busy? But you obviously are.
Yes, I mean, I'm trying to do as much as possible. I launched a new website. I'm doing my stuff on Instagram Live, all my workouts. I have workouts on Zoom. I have stretch. I have dancing. I have the dogs. I have, you know, I like to cook. I like to drink. I mean, it's everything, you know, but it's almost like that's the only way that I feel like everyone is connecting and staying sane at this time. And that's why I've been doing so much, because I know how much it helps people. And not only is it only helping other people, but it really helps me. It helps me stay motivated. And I knowing that people are actually getting something positive out of it and are feeling fit, not only physically, but mentally. So, I mean, it's huge. It's, you know, but I can't wait to get the hell out of my house.
Yeah, we've been discussing that. We think this summer, hopefully, if things go well, you know, we could be back to some sense of normality.
I think I might disappear for a couple of days. I think a lot of us are gonna disappear into, like, you know, a wine bar. I'm gonna like go into a wine bar and not come out for a couple of days.
That'll be our holiday.
Yeah.
And going to a restaurant, it's the smallest things, isn't it? Being able to see friends and go for a bit of dinner, like something we took for granted a year ago, is such a big thing now.
I know, I'm going to be restaurant crawling, literally going from one to the other, because I live in Wimbledon, and there's like a whole section, it's like a whole place like just amazing food. You have sushi, you have steak. I'm going to roll from one place to the other and crawl. I'm literally like, I'm going to do everything I could possibly do before I start, you know, any other jobs or anything like that. But hit June 21st, I'm like swimming out of my house. It's just going to be insane.
I love idea of that. A restaurant crawl, a starter in one restaurant, a main in the next, dessert in another, and then drinks in a fourth.
Oh. Perfect.
And then roll down the, you know, I live by a little hill. Just roll me down. That's fine. I'm happy.
Straight back home. Yeah, I can see it. But you obviously, I mean, all this food talk, you're obviously doing a lot of working out. Your body must be looking amazing at the moment with all these workouts you're doing online.
I mean, I'm getting muscles in places I never thought I could get muscles anymore. But you know what? I love it. I think this is one of the things that it's been instilled in me since I was a kid, and I love the discipline of it and the structure behind it, because that's what's keeping me, you know, I need to stay as fit as I can, especially if I'm going to go back on tour or anything like that. Anything that pops up coming up, I have to make sure that mentally and physically I'm, you know, on point. You know, I'm a professional dancer, so I can't just let myself go. And again, yeah, I just love the feeling of it. It motivates me, like sweating and just kind of being out of breath, which is really weird. I even bought myself a watt bike, which I absolutely adore. And I invested in staying as fit as I can. So then, you know, I staying away from injuries, making sure that I'm perfectly in tune with myself. But I'm not going to lie, it's hard not to be able to, you know, to do what I love to do on an everyday basis, which is dance. So,
has there been any talk about going back to Strictly this year, Karen?
Little talks. I can't really say much.
I guess it is quite early, isn't it? Yeah.
A little bit early, but, you know, it's all good. It's going to come around. In one way or another, it'll come around, which will be really exciting, you know, once again.
Does that come around really quick for you? Like when you get that call and you go back, and by the time you get your partner?
When you're waiting for the call, it's like you're, I can't even describe it, because it's, you know, it's going to be, if I go back this year, it'll be my 10th series going into. And it is the scariest thing ever, waiting for that phone call. I've been on it for 10 years and I still get like, oh my God, did I do a good job last year? Am I going to be okay? Did they like me? Did they not like me? And it's hard. It's really, because you can't book anything. You can't say, well, today I'm going to go and do this, because you're waiting for that phone call, which is, you know, it's like the sacred. It's, you know, when you get the red phone, it's like that phone call that you're like, oh my God. And the thing is that when they call you, they're like, hi, how are you? And you're like, just tell
get
me.
To the point, get to the point.
You're like, okay, got it. What did you have for dinner today? How are the dogs? Don't worry about the dogs. They're fine. They're being fed. Do I have a job? But no, it is, it's, you know, and it's funny because it just happened, you know, a couple of months. It's, you know, December was just around the corner when the final was done. I can't believe that Strictly will probably be around the corner again. This time has flown by, but don't get me wrong, I've been like just watching the clock. Like, is it time yet? Is it time? Can I go back to work now? But yeah, it's a bit scary, I'm not gonna lie.
You had a really successful series last year though, didn't you, with Jamie? It went really well.
Oh, yeah. It didn't start really well.
No. No, but I mean, in the end, you know, getting to the final. I mean, you did have a couple of scrapes in the bottom too, didn't you? Which was unfortunate. But your performances were fantastic. And I think, like, you know, it was really great television.
Yeah, no, it was fantastic. You know, Jamie was phenomenal. I had no idea. I don't think anybody had any idea what he was going to come up with. But we were a great team. And that's what I loved about him. He just wanted to be himself. He didn't care. There's a lot of, sometimes you go into Strictly and you're like, oh, I have to be like this or I have to be like that. He was like, I'm just a really friendly guy that wants to come in and wants to work hard and wants to, you know, not take himself seriously. And that's one of the things that I loved about him, and which opened me up even more, because if you have a celebrity that's stuck up and, like, you know, really hard to break, it's a much tougher job for us to be able to choreograph and put stuff on them and them not kind of, you know, be afraid to do something. Yeah. Exactly. You want them to be able to enjoy it and be free. And don't get me wrong, that first cha-cha-cha that I did with Jamie, where he completely, first of all, his trousers were too tight, and then I think the trousers were cutting up the circulation. And then he looked at me, he completely freaked out, completely, like, forgot all the choreography. And I was just like, come here, come to me.
And spin and twist.
and here we go. But the fact that he made it to the final after being in four dance-offs was brilliant, because, you know, he's a fighter, and it was good. It was so much fun. And we just felt really grateful, you know. Mm. And I think that's what was nice, that we were bringing such joy to people at home and to ourselves as well. We were all picking what ourselves up and just having a good laugh and not taking ourselves seriously.
And that must make your job so much easier when you really get on with that celebrity. And I guess they're giving 110%. And obviously last series was a strange one during everything that was going on with the pandemic, but how you and the show still managed to put that together is incredible.
There was a lot of sacrifice, but, you know, from everybody. You know, first we had to go into a bubble for a month. All the professionals, you know, staying away from home and living in a hotel.
Okay, that looked quite fun.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There was fun. I mean, the first 2 weeks was not cute. It was not cute. It was hard work. Your muscles, everything was aching. And then after a while, you were like, oh, we can have a little late night tonight. That's all right. You want a drink? Okay, cute. So it was like we were back in summer camp, you know, we were teenagers. We're like, oh my God, my parents are not home. I don't need to go home late. I can go to sleep whenever I want. But then obviously from 9 to 6 p.m., it was like, but that's what was nice, is that we all bonded. And it created a better atmosphere for the pros, because we all knew we had each other. Especially during this time. And then going into the show and seeing the celebrities bringing them in, and then collectively being in our own bubbles with them, It kind of brought the whole show together. And yes, it was hard not having an audience, because they're the ones that really kind of, you know, pump you up. But the fact that we were all supporting one another, it felt even more authentic. And it felt like we were actually really there for one another, because we were creating this amazing show. We were trying to deliver the best show possible so that everybody at home could smile and could forget about what was happening at the time. So, yeah, I mean, it was absolutely amazing. Tough, very, very tough, because nobody wanted to get sick, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And that's the thing. Everybody was like, don't touch me. Don't, you know, you're walking around like, where's my sanitizer? Where's, you know, my mask, you know? And it's,
And poor Katya, had to pull out, didn't she?
Because I know, Katya, that was hard, but, you know, that's the thing. We were all in that gamble. We were all gambling, and, you know, you never knew if it was your turn. Every time, seriously, every time we took a test, I was like, I have COVID. Forget it. I have COVID. Look, I can't taste anything. I can't smell. I can't eat. Why do I have all these crazy symptoms? And then, of course, they would come out like negative. So, but it was interesting. But we learned a lot as a unit, the whole show, and you know, and we went through it, which was great. We went through it together.
Tell us a bit about Hour Power.
Hour Power. yes, literally, it's you know, it's one of the, I've loved fitness for the longest time. And I think it's one of the things that it's very natural. And it's fun. It's a fun way to get fit. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, fitness is not fun. I don't like to do push-ups. And I'm like, no, but you have to allow your body to catch up with itself. You have to allow it to get used to doing certain things. And what I like is that I don't like working out for long periods of time. You know, I worked in a gym for plenty of years in New York. I was a general manager. It's one of the managers at a major crunch, a major gym in the US, and seeing people coming into the gyms and working out and working with my clients. And then obviously being here and doing it on, you know, on online and connecting with people, it's brilliant. And I think that's the thing. It's like, you don't have to go crazy and, you know, sweat all the time. It all has to be a focus. It's about what works for you and what you like and what you enjoy. And it's the same thing that I do with my dancing as well. It's about the enjoyment that you have behind it, because everything's going to be hard and everything's going to be, you know, intense when you first start, but mm-hmm. it's how you adjust to it. And that's how our power, just, you know, having fun and adjusting and creating something that everybody can do as a unit. And when, that's my selling point. Are you guys joining me?
I'm sold. Sorry, Bob, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, you're so right. You mentioned earlier about like social media and doing Instagram lives. I think that has got so many of us through this past 12 months, because obviously not being able to see many people face to face, just having that interaction with people is so important, isn't it? And as well as the physical side, what you've probably done for so many people's mental health will outweigh all of it. I think it's incredible.
No, I completely agree. And it's the things that we never thought about before, you know, actually connecting at a higher level. Because most of the times on Instagram, when you're like, oh, you know, somebody will go, oh, you're really cute, or that really helped, or whatever. But, or they actually tell you, you know, they open themselves up to you. Like, I've been having a really hard time. This workout has really helped me slowly. Now I can do a push-up. I can do, you know, I'm starting to enjoy, you know, feeling my body sweat, feeling my body working. And I think that's what's the beauty behind it, that we're all, and I keep on saying, is the connection. It's the understanding of ourselves at a completely different level, not just, you know, pressing like, but actually liking, because you're actually liking what the person is doing and what the person is providing for you, mm-hmm. and how the benefits of it and how they're inspiring you at a different level. And, you know, there's so many amazing things out there that people can do and that people can have access to. It's great for everyone's mental well-being, because I'm living alone now, and it's hard. It's so hard. You wake up to see yourself in the mirror, and you have to put up with yourself, you know, 24 hours a day, and you're like, oh my God, I didn't know I didn't like myself sometimes. I'm annoying. But to be able to go out and expend the energy and kind of, you know, communicate with people, it's at a different level. It feels good and it feels nice, and it feels like you're actually giving back to the community.
And it seems to be definitely working, Karen. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. Really appreciate it as ever. Lovely to see you, and good luck with it. I'm going to go for a run after we've done this evening, so that's going to be my exercise for the day. Keep it up.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks, Karen. Take care. Bye, hon.
Bye.
I want her to be my friend.
I think I want her to be my personal trainer, babes. Have you seen that body?
How inspirational. You know, when you speak to some people, she's very, very infectious. I'm crushing.
Babes, get her on, get Bobby.
Yeah, I might do it.
I believe our next guest, the absolutely gorgeous Tia Coffey, is here. So let's get her in. There may be some sound issues here, so see how it goes.
Am I someone's grandma?
You're there. We can hear you.
like hello, legitimately babe. Acting like I'm 80 years old. Like, what button do I press to make this work?
I think what Bobby just said about your visor is quite apt. It looked like you were speaking from behind a wine glass.
Oh, I usually am, to be fair.
Tia Coffey, welcome to FUBAR, and thank you so much for joining us this evening. It's a real pleasure. I'm a huge Drag Race fan. I was a huge fan of you on the show. How is life? I mean, obviously you filmed it quite a long time ago, over a long period of time, but how has life been since it's been airing?
Life is, what a camp time we're having. We're just having a camp all time on our 4G without our Wi-Fi. It's been gorgeous, to be honest with you. Who knew? The best part was after you get kicked off the show. Who knew?
I mean, you have had a brilliant reaction, right? And I think a lot of people talking about how you're basically like Miss Congeniality from this year. How do you feel about that?
If there was an official Miss Congeniality award, then I would like that, please. If anyone is listening from the production team, thank you. No, I really appreciate it. It's just been an absolute like whirlwind experience, and like for me the whole thing was just being myself, and the fact that people seem to like that is just absolutely magical. I'll burn all my clothes, but I'll keep my personality.
How does it feel watching it back, Tia?
Oh, it's the first half, the first four episodes feel like a distant memory because we did. That all happened about a year ago. Mm. And then everything else feels like it happened last week. It's been very bizarre. I'd forgotten all the changes and things people had made. I'd forgot about Sister with her old teeth. So it was good to revisit that in the first episode. And then to meet the new ones again. But it has been lovely. Just like it's a chance to sort of like look back on the good times, the bad times, the basic time, all the time.
Yeah, so the basic times. You did, now there was, a lot of people, if they were going to be called basic, would take it offensively. You kind of grabbed it and went with it, right?
Yeah, that was a jab, by the way.
I could just about see it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, because like, it's not particularly insulting to me. Like, I'm not sure I haven't been called basic before. I mean, I am a gay who lives in Clapham. So
tick.
It happens
tick.
A lot. Exactly.
Would you have done the outfits differently? Or do you think you did stick to the true Tia look?
That's the thing. I don't know. I feel like I stuck to like who I am as a person and just did stupid stuff that I thought was funny. Would I necessarily call that a Tia look? Well, no, because I don't. Like, I loved it when Rue was like, oh, that looks like a costume you just wear at the pub. I was like, how many drag queens have you seen dressed as an ice cream cone singing, like, whatever songs they do in the bar? It's like, no one does that. But yeah, I won't be dressed as an ice cream cone. No, maybe I will. Should we all just dress as ice cream cones? That's our new thing.
Let's summer love. Summer love. I'm up for it.
Sister's been trolled quite heavily since the show aired. Have you experienced anything online like that?
Not in comparison to what Sister's had. Obviously, you get the odd comment here and there, and people are like, I hate your outfits. And I'm like, I hate your outfits. Great. but Sister, I don't understand it, because to me, she's one of the people that I'm closest with from the show. Hilarious, like a lot of the things that maybe people have taken as like sort of like sassy bitchy remarks to us, because we know her, they're hilarious. She's joking most of the time. So I can't believe some of the comments that she's had. Leave sister alone.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where, yeah, imagine, yeah, like you said, it's completely different when you're in the environment than when you're actually seeing it on TV. And I know RuPaul, well, Drag Race rather, has had a bad rap over the years for portraying people in certain ways. Do you feel that you were accurately portrayed on the show?
Yeah, I mean, I think so, because I just say words that like come out of my brain and then fall out of my mouth. And like, it's an absolute like marvel to me that anyone was entertained by anything that I have to say, but I appreciate it. I feel like, you know, the show, obviously more stuff happens because you've got day's worth of things to condense into 1 hour. But I think the show sort of like hits the beats and highlights everything that you need to know about all the people on there. So I feel like I was definitely accurately portrayed. I feel like, to me, that, like Sister, for example, to me, that is Sister, but nothing that she said on screen to me should be taken as a negative thing. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just about like, maybe you don't get the nuances of the person as much if you're an audience member.
Yeah.
But I was fine. I was okay. I'm okay with that for me. Just, you know, other people look a little deeper with them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And what's the dream now? Now you're off the show and you've got your newfound fame. Is there, do you kind of have a plan where you want to go with it and what you want to do with it?
I would absolutely love some tips and tricks and advice because it's an absolute whirlwind and I've no idea what I'm doing day to day. But I'm like super passionate about like a lot of things. Like music is definitely something that I take very seriously, as much as I don't appear to take a lot of things very seriously. That surprisingly is one of them. So I'm hoping to do a little bit more music, singing the songs, singing the pop hits for the kids.
Yeah, so you've got a song out, haven't you?
Oh, yes, I do. It's called Outside In. Have you heard it? Do you like it?
I certainly have. Tom Aspall is a friend. So I've been following his career for years. So he wrote this song, right?
Yeah, Tom wrote it with Little Boots, legend icon and star that is Little Boots. So it's just an absolute merging of like various queer icons and then also me for some reason.
You're a queer icon now, Tia.
Oh, stop. I wasn't fishing for that compliment at all. no, but it's been absolutely amazing because, like, as you know, like, Tom is absolutely iconic. Little Boots is gorgeous and talented and stunning and amazing. And you've just, like, mixed it all into a pot. It's resulted in the best day of my life.
Well, it certainly seems to be paying off. Well, I am personally very excited to eventually see you at the Two Brewers or some such. I'm sure you're very excited about bars opening as well.
Oh, my gosh, definitely. Are you near to the Two Brewers?
I live in West Ham, but I do go. I have a lot of Clapham gay friends, obviously. So I'm down there a lot.
Bobby, you've been to the Two Brewers.
I have. Yeah, we cannot wait to get back. Me and Steve will come down.
Oh, please do pop it.
The minute we met you at
the Two Brewers. True story.
Sorry.
We once met at the Two Brewers, very briefly.
Oh, did we?
Yeah. It sounds like there's like a really like interesting like gossipy story. There's nothing else. We just very briefly met. It was lovely.
You said hello. Oh. Got it.
Well, I can't wait. We need to do it again. ASAP.
Yes. Let's do it. We'll get there. Maybe we'll do like an impromptu DJ set. It'll be gorgeous.
Oh my God. Let's do it. I'll be sliding into your DMs to you.
Oh, please do. Stop.
Have you seen this new body, Tia? I mean, Christ. no, it's all very exciting. It seems to be going really well for you. So congrats and well done. Could you introduce your song for us?
Shall I just like announce it and then like really awkwardly sing it in the back of a cab, like a cappella?
Please,
no.
Don't do that. No.
Absolutely not that. We want it to sound enjoyable. Anyway, here is my new single, Outside In, by me, Tia Coffey, off the telly.
Looks like I'm here again, putting on my brave face. If I cut my hair again, will you think I've changed? If I go through the motions, will my emotions fade? You know I'm not lying, different ways of trying to say I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm okay. From the outside in, you're looking from the
You blew it all. I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm okay.
Bob, we need to get down the two brewers,
don't we? We've got to start getting ourselves some 2021 diaries. Do you know, this year I've not even got a diary because, well, there's been nothing to put in it, let's face it. But I think it's time to go online, probably get one a little bit cheaper now because, well, we're caught with the way in, aren't we?
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah.
And then we'll start putting that in. So we're putting Pride in.
Pride. Mighty Hoopla.
Hoopla. Perfect. We have got a lot of making up to do, so we're doing it, babes.
I am down. Well, so lovely to speak to Tia, and
wasn't it?
And great to hear a new song. I caught up with Marcel Somerville last week, and here is our chat. We'll be back with you in a minute. Marcel, how are you?
I'm so good, man. It's so good to see you, Steve. It's been. I feel like I haven't seen my FUBAR family for the longest time.
It has been a while. I think, actually, the last time we spoke, I think it had just been announced that you were going to become a dad, and now you are officially a dad. How is fatherhood treating you? How's little Roman?
Do you know what? Roman, he is the best thing to ever happen to my life. I can't even put into the words how happy I am to be a dad. It's like, all my friends have always been saying, Mars, like, literally, it's the best thing you'll ever do. And I was always like, yeah, I bet. But like now that I've experienced it, it's 100% true, man. It's amazing.
Well, I mean, are you sleeping? Is it like, because this is such early stages, right? Like, I can't even imagine what it's actually like day to day.
Yeah, so he is, I think he's 10 days old. So it is the very, very early stages. And, the first week is the hardest week. The first week is definitely the hardest week because you're trying to, well, the first week of them being out of hospital, you're trying to adapt to like the sleep pattern and like waking up in the middle of the night to go and do things. But like now he's kind of got himself into a routine and we kind of like know what we're doing fully now. So it's like, it's a lot easier now.
How's Rebecca doing?
Rebecca's doing really well, man. She's doing really well. She's looking after me at the moment. But yeah, like she's absolutely smashing it. As a mum, we actually had our discharge with our midwife because they was like, you're doing such an amazing job. We don't need to like, worry about you anymore. So today's been a good day. It's been a nice day.
Obviously, we're talking to you now because you're doing or have done an MTV show. What made you want to do that? Because it's not always pretty, is it, the early days? Well, going through all of pregnancy, birth, now, what made you want to do that?
Do you know what? Like, I think it was when they came to me, like they came to me literally, I think it was like a few weeks after being announced that we was having a baby and everything like that. And literally they were like, we're doing this really, really positive, tasteful show about new parents, like and their journeys. And we was like, do you know what? Because we've got a YouTube channel anyway, it was kind of like, you know what? It'd be really nice to have it documented, our journey. And obviously, like, if it's MTV, it's going to be like a proper like it's going to be an amazing, amazing documentary.
They've got the good lighting, they've got the good cameras.
Exactly. they got the full kit. So we'll definitely be able to get to have something really amazing to look back on when he's older and we can watch it back with him. So off the back of that, we was kind of like, yeah, like let's do it. And it's literally been so much fun to film, and literally like all of the experiences and all of the moments, like I can't actually wait to like see the show, because it's one thing living them, but then watching back that experience and remembering how you've been at the time, it's going to be so much fun, man.
How long is it going on for? So they started filming, I guess, last year, and then how
yeah.
long
is it going for? So we started filming, I think we started filming our bits from September. So September, we filmed our last bit yesterday. So it's 8 episodes and there's 6 couples and it's all of our different journeys. But yeah, like I'm so excited, because there is some, like the journey itself has been like up and down, because there's been so many things with the pandemic. We was planning on doing a home birth. We couldn't do a home birth, but then we could do a home birth. There were so many ups and downs and so many things that you have to like deal with. But as a parent, you've got to learn to kind of adapt and like deal with situations. So I think it was kind of like good training for the future.
And Rebecca had a 2-day labour, didn't she? I read.
Yeah. So So Bex was in labour, mate. I tell you what. I was with her the whole time, and like. Do it like she done it all with like pretty much zero sleep. Like she got a couple hours in, but like the labor was intense. It was fully intense. Like and then afterwards as well, like there was a few up and down moments afterwards, and it was a bit like pregnancy and labor is not a joke. It's like a real thing, and
it's no shit, Marcel.
Yo, it's real. But like literally, like it's Being with Bex the whole journey has been amazing, but it's like when it got to like the serious end game moments of it, it was like, yo, this is one of the weirdest, wildest things I've ever been part of. And like Bex was an absolute soldier to go through that 12 hours with no pain relief, and then she needed some pain relief after that. But it was just literally like I could not believe she managed it, but she done an amazing job, man. I'm so proud of her.
Yeah, I mean you were so proud of her that you filmed her. I mean, we saw was she how was that? Because I mean, most people wouldn't want that to be filmed, I guess. It's quite it's you don't know how it's gonna go, right? And like how was that, and how did she react when she saw that video?
No, do you know, it was actually Bex's idea. Like she was
really?
She was like, "Marcel, I want you to film it, because like I wanna remember this moment, because in the whole build up to it, she was on YouTube watching everyone's birth videos, like and like just seeing how it is, and she would always be crying, she'd always be like, "Oh my god, it's so emotional, it's so amazing." So I think she just wanted to kind of give people that kind of feeling. So so like I think I filmed it really well, actually, not gonna lie to you. I feel like I'd learned some things from the MTV guys, but like literally like the messages that she's got have been like everyone has just been so oh my god, you're amazing. I can't believe you did it all, like just it's been very empowering, and a lot of people, like there was a lot of tears, there was a lot of people crying with her, because like it was a pretty amazing thing to watch. Yeah, exactly.
But you did mention that obviously, you know, the lockdown, we're in the middle of the third lockdown now, and she's given birth in the third lockdown. You've had Roman in the lockdown. How has that affected things? I mean, luckily enough, you were able to be in the room, right? I mean, that hasn't been a given.
So literally it was for like I think for 3 days Bex was in early labor, and early labor is like you're getting like small contractions but they're not serious. But then the moment it kicked in, like Bex had to go straight to the hospital, and like literally like the dads are allowed to be in there once you go into active labor. So I was in there for for the whole thing, and literally her active labor was like basically 2 days. So it was.
So you were pretty knackered as well then by the end of it.
I'm telling you now, I did not get any sleep because I feel like obviously I wasn't feeling the contraction, but every contraction she had, I was with her holding her hand and just making sure that she was all right, man.
Because, so your hand was all squeezed out of shape by the end of
there was a couple of times when I needed to have a little break and like put my hand in some cold water. it was a lot.
But obviously, yeah, I mean, you won't have been able to share Roman with your friends and family and stuff, I guess, at the moment. So has that been difficult, other than doing it through social media, of course?
You know what, like, literally, like, my mum and my dad, they're living with us at the moment. So they've been able to see him and be around him because they've been in our bubble, which is really nice. It's really nice. But obviously, like, usually when a baby's born, there'll be like a Blazing Squad link up. We'll all have a drink and wet the baby's head, all of those different things. But we can't really do them at the moment. So so hopefully the pandemic and the lockdown and everything kind of like I just want it to come to an end at some point, because we just need to, like, I think the world needs to have like a massive party, even though we're probably bringing the COVID back. But we just need to do something. Like, we need to be able to like enjoy our time with our friends and family, because it is really hard and really stressful sometimes, because Bex's family lives in South London, so like they can't really come across and spend time and anything like that. So it's just been a bit difficult, but at the same time, it's nice having like my mum and dad there, because like at least he's seen other people apart from just us, and I suppose you can do the FaceTime and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, it's not
just... No, I mean, a baby doesn't know what it's looking at, does it? But exactly. I mean, yeah. But like, I mean, it is an interesting thing. I know a woman I work with, she was saying that basically she had her baby at the beginning of the first lockdown, and was saying that only now were they starting to see family members. It's like the first time this child has ever met other people. It's bizarre, right? Like, I mean, like, there's so much to think about these days.
It's true, because when you think about it, kids are like usually when you have babies and kids, like they'll be interacting with other kids. But at the moment, it's like they're not gonna meet any other kids unless they're your kids. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean it's so bizarre, like the world we're living in. How have things been other than that? How have you been coping with? I guess you've been pretty busy the last couple of weeks, but you know, like, how have you been dealing generally with everything going on?
Do you know what? Like, I think it's like when we first went into lockdown last year, I was literally like, all right, cool. Hopefully, like it was nice to have a bit of downtime and all that kind of stuff. Totally. And when it just kept continuing, it all like it did get to a point when every day just seemed like I was the most I was doing was walking downstairs to sit down in front of the TV and just binge Netflix I watched every series I've ever wanted to watch in that first lockdown. So then when it got to that to later on, luckily, Bex is pregnant, so it was kind of like that was the distraction away from everything. And then the show came up, and that was like it was like working, but at the same time it was working doing the things I would have been doing with Bex anyway. So literally it's just been
you've always had something to do, yeah, basically.
there's always been something to kind of keep me distracted from all of the madness that's going on in the world outside.
Yeah, totally. What else have you got coming up this year? Anything exciting? Have you got any other? I mean, obviously you've got this show. Have you got any other plans for the rest of the year? I guess no one does really. But
so for the rest of the year, we're basically I'm still going to be pushing the Squad Tide project that I'm doing with Mello, who used to be in the Blazing Squad with me. But we've been putting out tunes. It's been quite hard during the pandemic to kind of get something new rolling, but obviously like you've got to kind of like make the most and do the most with what you can. So like I've got a studio at my house, so literally I'm just going to be mixing down the songs that we've already got and just trying to get like little bits of marketing and all that kind of stuff done for those. But I think off the back of this show, like there's potentially going to be other things spinning off the back of it. So hopefully the year kind of like picks up and like frees up towards the end of it more, but I'm really just looking forward to spending as much time with my fiance and my son as possible, and then hopefully we can go on a holiday because we was meant to be going to Portugal in August, but obviously that's probably not going to happen, but to like start organising the wedding. So, yeah.
Yeah, good. Are there any other wedding plans other than that, or are you thinking about you might have to postpone? I mean, I don't know. Like,
well, I think we've always said that that's what we was going to do. So I think maybe we may have to postpone it for a little bit just to make sure we can secure it, because we know the kind of venue we want, and like, you know what I mean, Portugal's a lovely place to have to get married. Yeah,
Finally, there's been some stuff about Love Island. Apparently, they're talking about doing it in the UK this year. What do you make of that? Would you be interested in watching that?
You know, if they're going to do Love Island in the UK, I don't know how they're going to get people in the bikini, because the weather, you know what I mean? It's not always going to be on your side. You know what I'm saying? It's snowing right now. Do you know what I mean? who knows? Who knows how it would be? But I suppose they could do it like in the rain, people with umbrellas or something like that. I'm not too sure.
I think an indoor pool would be the only way, right?
Exactly. Like it probably have to be like an indoor kind of. They can put like the big sunlights up to like have sun beds everywhere, so everyone can still get their tans and all that kind of stuff. But hopefully they can do it, because I know everyone in the whole entire world is missing Love Island. Like Love Island is such a massive show over here and abroad, like, so I think if they can work it out and they can get a plan, it'll be great for people to like binge during this lockdown. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely, just something new to watch. Well, exactly. We'll have something new to watch with you, because your MTV show Celebrity Bumps, Famous and Pregnant, is that the name?
Yeah,
great. Well, can't wait to see it, and good luck, and I hope it goes well, and yeah, best of luck. I mean, you're gonna need it.
for sure.
Nice to see you, mate. Thanks for talking to us. See ya. Lovely to speak to Marcel as per. Can't wait to welcome him back to the Fubar family, but he is a very busy man at the moment. So who knows when that will be. Bobby, once again, great show. And what have you got coming up this week? More TOWIE filming?
See, yeah, right in the thick of it now. So once it starts rolling, that's it now. So that's going to keep me nice and busy. So straight back into, it won't be long till there's Essex drama, let's face it.
Of course.
But that's TOWIE. We wouldn't have it any other way.
No.
And so, yeah, that keeps me busy until I see you next week, my love. What about yourself?
Not a lot. Not going to lie, not a lot. I'll probably go for another bike ride this weekend, maybe see a friend. We'll have to see how it goes. I'm hoping for another couple of days of nice weather. That would be nice. Other than that, cooking dinner, losing weight and not drinking. That's basically what I'm doing at the moment. That's my life.
What have they said date-wise? Is it the April the 1st, the 12th of April we've got, will you be allowed to do rowing again?
Apparently, it might be Easter weekend, actually. They're talking that team sports could come back at the end of this month, so it'd be the first weekend in April, which is Easter weekend, so potentially I could be back rowing then. It's just there's a lot of variables at play, so it depends on a lot of different people and things, so we'll see. But hopefully, because I do miss learning and being outside and meeting new people and stuff, so fingers crossed. Until then,
it's getting a bit better. That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, as soon as the last time I did it was mid-December, when it was like 4 degrees out on open water. It was not particularly the one. So at least it'll be, yeah, maybe I can even wear some short shorts or something.
Do it, babes.
Amp up the excitement. But no, nothing till then. I'm sticking to the running, which I'm going to go do now, actually. So
good on you, babes.
Well, thanks everyone for listening. Until next week, goodbye.
Bye, guys.